In a conference call with stock analysts, GM executives laid out a two-year plan to turn the company around. Chief Financial Officer is Ray Young. He cited the rising price of commodities like steel. Young also estimates oil prices next year will range from $130 to $150 a barrel, with spikes up to $160.
We are not planning for any fallback in terms of petroleum prices, but rather a gradual continual increase in terms of petroleum prices.
In the first half of this year, GM sales fell 16%, led by weak demand for trucks. The Janesville plant makes the Chevy Tahoe and the GMC Yukon. The company's most recent statements indicate the Janesville plant could close sooner than the 2010 date it announced last month, but executives did not indicate exactly what the new timeline is. Now, the company plans to cut its white-collar workforce by 20%, and salaried retirees will also feel the pinch. Vice Chair Fritz Henderson says the company will no longer pay for health care for white-collar retirees over the age of 65, though it will increase pension payments to help offset the cost.
They emphasize it doesn't fully offset the cost. There is a net cost, but it's intended to provide some buffer to the salaried retirees.
There will be no pay raises or bonuses this year for executives and no dividends paid to shareholders. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.